ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Sam Lane and Limo. On your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
Limo, our next guest is the CEO of an organisation called Cricket for Climate. This is a player-led Australian group founded in 2021 by Aussie men's cricket team captain no less Pat Cummins in collaboration with others. To tell us about Cricket for Climate's mission and its impact so far, we welcome to Summer Grandstand heartily the organisation's chief executive, Joanne Bowen. Joanne, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Good to chat to you this afternoon.
And to you. And on your website, which I was having a really good look at before this, it says, and I'm quoting, "Cricket can lead the way on climate solutions and create change that benefits everyone." Can you tell us how you aim to do that?
Yeah, of course. We're doing a few different things through, I suppose, the platform and influence of cricket. So Pat started this, he's very passionate about community and the community sport. And so a lot of our work has been focused on sort of future-proofing community cricket clubs, not just from an environmental perspective, but from a financial perspective as well. So that looks like putting solar and battery on those cricket clubs. And, that's effectively reducing their energy bills, it's future-proofing them, and it's starting a conversation in communities that hasn't been had before. So that's sort of where and how Pat started it. So we've been taking that model and scaling it. So, in some parts of the country, we're actually working with club presidents so that they not just generate energy, but they sell it back to the grid, and they're now saving between $7,500 and $10,000 a year that's going straight back into girls and women's programs. So we kind of took that concept earlier this year to the Australian government, and we're really happy that on behalf of all sports, we're able to secure $50 million funding to support all community sports with energy, but also climate sort of resilient solutions. So, yeah, we're sort of doing that. And then earlier this week, in fact, we announced one of our most innovative projects yet, so working with an energy partner, Origin, where we're actually taking a major sporting stadium, the Blacktown International Sports Precinct, and connecting it with multiple other sporting stadiums and community cricket clubs so that we're generating clean energy and putting in community batteries so that they can actually access that energy at much cheaper prices as well.
Joanne, are you able to put a number on the number of sporting clubs around the country that have been positively impacted by the program since 2021?
Yeah, look, I think we're startups, so probably I'd say in the region of about 20 clubs so far. But with that government funding, we're hoping obviously to do more. So with the $50 million, we reckon we can do another 500 clubs over the next 4 years. And the Power Up Play project I just talked about is bringing in at least a major stadium and probably about 10 or so other community cricket clubs that are based out in Blacktown.
$50 million is a huge figure. I'm sure you would always want more. But tell us how that came about, how much campaigning, the power, I suppose, of Pat Cummins pushing the case.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we had a model that worked and made sense. So that was kind of easy. And we were able to talk about real benefits and real impact. So Pat and I sort of went down to Parliament House back in September, and we had a few more conversations with the government about what we were doing. But we also ran an event that night. So we know that this is something that's not just impacting cricket, but it's impacting other sports as well. So we had AFL players, NRL players, we had rugby players, soccer players, all sort of coming down to an event which we called Sport Forever, which we ran at Parliament House, and it was massively attended by all sides of politics. And, I think it just made real common sense, because we know that the Australian community love our sports, and it's getting frustrating when, games are being rained off and kids that love connecting with their peers and having fun at the weekends are unable to play. So, yeah, it was a bit of a no-brainer, I think, as we passed that one through.
Could you talk to us a little and share with our audience what you're experiencing in terms of the character and the conviction of Pat Cummins? Because we know and in some ways understand that some sports people, especially when they're, you know, really serious and at the pointy end, they just want to focus their whole life around sport and they don't have room in their minds for other campaigns or effort. And sometimes it's seen as dangerous to be involved in politics. And climate change is still, you know, in some ways a hotly contested in some parts political issue. Talk to us about Pat and his conviction and area of interest in this work.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, Pat really cares about community cricket and he really cares about the future of the sport. So it's a bit of a no-brainer for him. He absolutely has experienced the impacts of, you know, extreme weather and climate here, but also around the world. He's done everything he can in his own life to kind of, you know, take the next step and electrify and, you know, change to renewable sources of energy. And so it's a genuine, authentic kind of want from him to be able to use his platform to support others, because, you know, he's got young kids as well. He wants to see his kids have the same opportunity as he did in community sports and wants to make sure that that's available for every Australian.
And as temperatures increase, those outdoor summer sports become less appealing, I guess, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting tougher.
Yeah.
I speak to some club presidents that are, you know, really struggling to put on games, like, you know, it used to be the Saturday and the Sunday morning, but it's getting too hot to play. And, you know, this is why the energy side of it's so important, because they want to be able to push the game back to nighttime. And for that, you're starting to use more energy. And so things like LED lighting become really important. So there's the heat side of things, but you know, obviously I'm sitting here in Queensland at the moment. We've seen an awful lot of rain as well, which is probably a bit harder to manage. But you know, these are all sort of unusual weather events that are happening and impacting the game. Unfortunately, with cricket, you know, it's a bit of a canary in the coal mine on climate, really, because you know, you can't play it. If it's raining, it has to be absolute perfect conditions. Some of the other sports can get away with it. But, you know, certainly in the winter sports scene this year, we've seen many councils closing grounds because they're too waterlogged, which has been impacting soccer and rugby and other codes as well.
And Joanne, clearly this cricket for climate, I mean, cricket's in the name. Are you looking to align, or in fact, have you already with other sports?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said, Sport Forever was kind of the campaign that we took to government, and that is cross sports. That's all sport. You know, the AFL are doing great work in this space as well. That, you know, there's groups that are focused on it from a surfing perspective. So, you know, there is a movement building piece here, not just from cricket, but from all sports. Absolutely.
Well, it's wonderful work you're doing, and we wish you all the very best as this spreads out to sporting groups right around the country. And we appreciate your time on Summer Grandstand. Joanne Bowen, CEO of Cricket for Climate.
Thanks, guys. Love it. Good to chat.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.